This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Tonight, Harrison Ford.
I was in Indiana Jones.
Oh, we know. New details on his long-awaited return to the role.
I was born ready.
As we celebrate Harrison's many movie milestones.
I love you.
I know.
From Star Wars.
I'm Captain of the Millennium Falcon.
To Blade Runner.
You're talking about memories.
Patriot Games and Air Force One.
Get off my plane.
Which you never knew about his biggest blockbusters.
Trust me.
Plus, co-star confessions.
Do you still have a crush on Han Solo?
Yeah, a little bit.
I really admire what he's done.
Can I get a copy of this?
And is Kevin Costner to thank for getting Harrison to take on TV?
There's something special about it.
You are a snack. Okay, bye.
E.T. starts now.
A snack?
Harrison Ford turns 80 in just 9 days, but he shows no signs of slowing down.
No,
welcome to Entertainment Tonight.
Harrison's return as Indiana Jones has us all fired up on the 4th. So here's everything we know about his fifth Indy adventure.
I'm excited to play the character again. Yeah, I love making those films. They're great entertainment.
The hat, the bullwhip, yep, the iconic hero is back. Harrison made headlines when he dropped the highly anticipated premiere date for Indiana Jones 5. He'll be cracking that whip in theaters on June 30th of next year. Antonio Banderas is joining the cast along with Phoebe Waller-Bridge. While the plot is being kept tightly under wraps, Antonio's looking like a sailor in these pics from the set.
What is it like working up with the legendary Harrison Ford? Can you tell us that, sir?
It's just, the first day I got to make up trailer, somebody knocked at the door. I looked back and he said, hey, and it was Indiana Jones with his whip, with the hat, with the whole thing. It was like, whoa, man, this is weird.
Trust me.
Is your character a villain, good guy,
no.
Bad guy?
It's a good guy.
Good guy.
But 56 years into his career, and Mr. Ford is busier than ever. He's starring in the Yellowstone prequel, 1923, for Paramount Plus, due out in December. Yellowstone star Kevin Costner told us he gets why Harrison signed on.
I think that as long as you're going to stay in this game, you want to go to a place that surprises you. You know, if it doesn't surprise you and you just keep taking it, well, that's a paycheck. You know, and we all get paid really, really well. But the truth is you don't want your work to be disposable.
Harrison's also slated to play a therapist in Shrinking with Jason Segel. The 10-episode Apple TV Plus comedy is written by Ted Lasso star Brett Goldstein. But it all started back in 1977 with this.
Han Solo, I'm Captain of the Millennium Falcon.
Do you really think that it was Star Wars that changed your life?
Oh, yeah.
I know it to be true, and it made me, my attachment to that success gave me a kind of commercial viability I never had before. Suddenly, scripts would begin to arrive, opportunities.
Yep, among Harrison's many milestones this year, this is the biggest. Star Wars turns 45.
It's hard to separate the experience and the film, because I don't remember the film as well as I remember the experience. I never had a bad time.
I love you.
I know.
Harrison was 34 when he first starred opposite a 20-year-old Carrie Fisher, and even though their on-set love affair didn't last, they remained friends for life, appearing in three more movies together in the franchise, ending with 2015's The Force Awakens.
We don't see each other so often. Our lives somehow keep us apart, so it was great to get back together and spend a little bit of time with Carrie and with Mark and with Peter Mayhew, who plays Chewbacca. No, it was a good time.
Can I ask you this? Do you still have a crush on Han Solo?
Yeah, a little bit. Who doesn't?
Some things never change.
True. You still drive me crazy.
I met Harrison Ford, and I instantly related to him. I mean, he was Han Solo. He was swaggering and sarcastic and just perfect. And I probably looked up to him the way Luke looked up to Han.
Well, just like Han Solo, Harrison proved he was practically invincible when he was almost crushed to death on the set of The Force Awakens. The then 72-year-old was pinned underneath the door of the Millennium Falcon, a weight comparable to a small car.
Well, I was standing in the doorway talking to JJ, and I made a gesture to the right, and the door came down, and it hit me in the midsection. And it hit me with such force that it flung my left leg up and dislocated my left ankle. And then when it hit the ground, as the door continued to drive me to the ground, my leg hit the floor outside the ship and broke both bones of my leg.
The incident didn't take away his love for the franchise, though.
These are family films. They have been passed on generationally, because there's some nugget of truth or wisdom somewhere in there.
The Force, the Jedi, all of it, it's all true.
How did you get back into Han Solo shape?
What'd you do? Anything
special?
Man,
I was born ready.
You were born ready?
Born ready. No, I was ready. I was fine. Nobody closed the door on me. I hadn't crashed an airplane recently. I was ready to go to work.
Here's the thing about Harrison Ford. He'll be 80 next week, and he's still pulling off shirtless scenes like this.
Get it, Harrison Ford. Looking good. I saw you, and you are a snack. Okay, bye. Gotta go.
A snack?
So how does he do it? Harrison credits his diet. No meat, no dairy, and moderate exercise for his good health. But he's always had longevity in mind from the very first time we met him in 1982.
One of the things I imagined that I would like about being an actor was that there was no mandatory retirement. You need old people in movies as well as young people. I like the idea of something that I could do throughout my life if I was given the opportunity.
Ford was starring in Blade Runner back then. The gritty sci-fi turned 40 this year.
Memories. You're talking about memories.
The futuristic thriller even spawned a sequel with Ryan Gosling 35 years later in 2017.
I had your job. I was good at it.
It was simpler then.
I've been watching him for years, and I really admire what he's done.
Has he seen the notebook?
Can I get a copy of this?
Who do you think trained harder before the movie?
That would be me.
Yeah.
That would be me.
I didn't work on my dodging.
Because you got clocked in the face.
Yeah, I was working on my, I didn't work on my offense as much as I did.
I did a lot of boxing, but the idea defense of boxing is to hit the guy.
You did a wonderful job.
Thank you.
Something else we've learned about Harrison over the years, he mixes things up, from dramas like Regarding Henry to romantic comedies like 6 Days, 7 Nights.
You still look good.
I still am good.
Every time I do comedy, I'm reminded how much I like to do it.
But Harrison also loves a good spy thriller like Patriot Games, which turned 30 this year.
I never anticipated having the luck and the success that I have had. I
When I set out to be an actor, all I wanted to do was make a living as an actor and not have to do something else to put food on the table. And I've been very, very lucky.
Harrison took over the role of Jack Ryan after Alec Baldwin bowed out, citing scheduling conflicts. But the movie was also a mini Star Wars reunion for Harrison, reconnecting him with James Earl Jones, who, of course, was the voice of Darth Vader.
The odds of coincidence are dropping fast. There's no way I can be absolutely certain.
Tell me one thing in life that is absolutely for certain.
Did you get beat up making this one?
Oh, it wasn't too bad.
We saw firsthand how beat up Harrison got on set. Our ET cameras were rolling for this scene that never made it into the final cut.
I'm wearing a wetsuit underneath my suit. People are bringing me coffee. It's not as bad as it looks. That's acting.
All that acting has made Harrison one of the highest grossing stars in Hollywood, with an estimated $300 million net worth. But the dad of five has always been humble about his heartthrob status.
I don't think it's on account of whether or not I'm attractive. I think because it is because I've made choices of movies that people want to see. I've worked with people of extraordinary talent. It's not just another pretty face, or it's just not a pretty face. I'm rather ordinary in aspect, I think. Well, enough about me.
The one thing Harrison's not shy about, his love of flying. Did you know he's a volunteer search and rescue pilot? But Harrison wasn't the pilot in Air Force One. He was the president of the United States in the political thriller that's 25 this year.
For your own use, to make you feel presidential, do you have any tricks? I don't know.
I carry a real lot of money.
Also turning 25, Harrison's earring. Yep, he got his left ear pierced on his 55th birthday that same year.
It's just an earring. I always wanted one, and then one afternoon, I just walked down the street. My wife encouraged me. I was sober.
But get this, Harrison wasn't the first choice for the role of the president who takes on terrorists to save his family.
Get off my plane.
He has an old friend to thank for the job.
Laid in My Lap by Kevin Costner. Kevin had a deal to do this picture and had been unable to squeeze it into his busy schedule. And I took one look at the script and said, "Jesus, thanks, Kevin. Great."
Cut. Print that.
E.T. was on the massive set with Harrison in 1996.
Big sets don't really get me off anymore. I was in Indiana Jones, remember?
Well, that's true.
Okay, so big sets don't impress, but something we learned about Harrison, he loves choreographing intricate fight scenes.
That's what's going to sell it.
This is fun, and I get, you know, I get paid for it as well. It's my job.
You whack me into here, okay?
You talk as if you have nothing to do with this.
I love it. It's part of the fun of this job for me. I like physical storytelling. I like working on the problem of how to create an interesting fight scene. And I love hanging out with the guys and rolling around on the floor and doing it.
You know, it's wild because Harrison has had so many iconic movies, it's hard to believe that he's only been nominated for one Oscar. Ford scored a Best Actor nod for 1985's Witness, which also starred...
Kelly McGillis.
Yes, yep. It did.
And then a year later, Kelly starred in this little movie. Just a little movie called Top Gun with Tom Cruise. And y'all know E.T. was on set.
Who didn't grow up wanting to fly an F-14?
Our flashback to the set of the original.
We'll just have to see.
And from Risky Business to Interview with a Vampire with Brad Pitt.
I watched this guy, and he was fire. He was just fire.
Behind the scenes of Tom's biggest movie roles. Then, one of the best rom-coms of all time turns 25.
Oh, it's such a fun movie.
What you never knew about My Best Friend's Wedding, including the movie's original ending.
Thank God.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a car. It's the two-door coupe that was there for your first drive. The hatchback that took you cross-country and back. And the minivan that tackles the weekly carpool. For the cars you couldn't live without, trust Amica Auto Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Hey, everybody, it's Kevin Frazier. The ET Podcast is a great listen when you're on the go, but the TV show, even better to watch every weekday when you're at home. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Big congrats to Julia Roberts and Danny Motor, who celebrate 20 years of marriage today. And Julia just celebrated a huge movie milestone, too. My Best Friend's Wedding's 25th anniversary.
I've got moves you've never seen.
Oh, it's such a fun movie.
I'm the bad guy.
Are you crazy?
It's got a good heart, and it's funny. And it girls and guys can like it, you know?
Dermot and I, anytime it's like on TV, we always are calling each other or texting each other.
Michael!
Jim!
Michael!
The alchemy of our relationships is what stands the test of time in that movie.
I only met the day of the audition, and we hit it off immediately, so I was sure that this would work out pretty well.
That chemistry is just part of why My Best Friend's Wedding is considered one of the best rom-coms of all time. The other reason?
She definitely has an unmistakable way of lighting up a room.
Julia was the star, but Rupert Everett almost stole the movie as her gay best friend, George.
While combing my hair now, while wondering what dress to wear now.
The thing that got me was Rupert Everett, who's so fantastic in this movie.
The film's original ending actually had Julia meeting a love interest played by John Corbett, but test audiences hated it, so it was reshot to reunite Rupert and Julia.
Suddenly, the crowd's part. And there he is.
What was it like seeing it in there with the whole audience?
It was really fun. They seemed to enjoy it.
They laughed at the right moments, I'd say.
Thank God.
I'm with Julia. Anytime I see that movie on, I stop and watch. Now, to a film that had us all feeling groovy, baby.
Shall we shag now or shag later?
Tom Cruise's surprise Austin Powers cameo, and will there be a fourth movie?
Yeah, baby.
Then E.T. goes way back with Tom.
I've never been recognized or anything like that, really.
When we first met the 19-year-old actor in a dance club.
I love to dance. So I thought, what the heck, I need a vacation.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
Yeah, baby.
It was 20 years ago this month that Tom Cruise made a surprise cameo alongside Gwyneth Paltrow in Austin Powers' Goldmember.
Shall we shag now or shag later?
Oh, Austin, behave.
Solid gold, baby. Yeah.
And remember Beyonce as Foxy Cleopatra? With all this groovy nostalgia, Mike Myers told us what he thought about an Austin Powers 4.
I can neither confirm nor deny the existence or non-existence of such a program, should it exist or not exist. I would love to make one. And I'm going to leave a cliffhanger.
Oops! I did it again, baby.
We would love another Austin Powers.
I don't even know what he said. Who's on first? What's on second? I don't even know what he just
There's another movie coming, I bet. I bet. All right, back to Tom, though, because yesterday, he turned 60.
Come on, Tom.
So you could say he was almost born on the 4th of July.
I see what you did there. Yeah, I got you. Uh-huh. But long before Tom had a need for speed, Tom had a need to succeed. Here's when we first met TC.
Yeah, I want to do everything. I want to be able to do anything I wanted to. I mean, there's no really just one role. I mean, I've got about 100 of them.
Tom's first time on E.T., he was just 19 years old and ready to let loose at a New York nightclub.
I love to dance, so I thought, what the heck, I need a vacation.
Out, determined to make it big in Hollywood, his work ethic would become legendary. His breakout role in Taps was just the first step in laying the groundwork for his 40-plus year career.
I like to be close to my films when they're being made. It's important for me, you know, to watch that, to see that, to learn. I finished Risky about a year ago and just finished All the Right Moves. I was ready, to carry a film after The Outsiders and Taps and everything. But still, like anything, a lot of pressure, you know, I was scared to death.
We didn't quit, you quit!
I feel that one of the reasons, hopefully, you know, that God gave me what I have is that he realizes I'm not going to take advantage of the gifts.
I can't hear you!
Now, would you believe Tom actually learned how to ride a motorcycle on the original Top Gun? And of course, E.T. was on the set.
Who didn't grow up wanting to fly an F-14? It's very easy falling into the role.
I am dangerous.
I feel it's some of my best work. It's a sexy thing being a vampire.
Tom also proved two leading men can be better than one when he shared the screen with Brad Pitt in Interview with the Vampire.
I watched this guy and he was fire. He was just fire. He took his stuff and he took it to another level. He took another direction.
After that, Tom took a bite out of producing his first movie in 1996, turning a 60s TV show into a billion-dollar franchise.
This great theme music, bum, bum, bana, and I just thought, man, I could just picture the trailer, you know, and this story.
And we were there when he got braces at age 40.
That's not that bad, actually. It's just to push these teeth out so that I can close my mouth.
That's helpful.
You know, I didn't realize that you could actually close your mouth all the way.
I can't believe where I've come from in the past since the beginning. I mean, when I started out, I knew absolutely nothing about really acting or, you know, I just wanted to be an actor. In looking back, I kind of go, wow, I've done well.
Now to have spent, you know, the greater portion of my life doing this, it's really rewarding.
That's what I'm talking about.
Ah, the Tom Cruise legacy is long and real, y'all. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody, it's Kevin Frazier. The ET Podcast is a great listen when you're on the go. But the TV show, even better to watch every weekday when you're at home. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Tomorrow on ET, only one show's on the Australian set of Thor: Love and Thunder.
Welcome to New Asgard.
Chris Hemsworth, Natalie Portman, Taika Waititi, they're out of control tour.
This is not a real microphone, is it?
And smashing ET exclusive.
I missed.
And only we're with the Married at First Sight couples taking on season 15. Do not miss that on tomorrow's ET, but we are out for tonight.
Yes, indeed. Have a safe 4th of July, everyone.
You cook.
Bye-bye.
If you like Entertainment Tonight, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two
women. A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God, this is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, starting May 8th, wherever you get your podcasts.